Good afternoon again, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here from PeakRoots.com, and I'm at Darley Mill, and I'm with a gentleman called
Anthony.
And I've just walked into Anthony's office, and we've just been having a quick discussion about the history of the mill. So, when did it start off its life as a mill?
They were built by the Evans family in 1797.
Yeah.
Originally, mm-hmm. and continued building until 1820. Mm-hmm. By approximately 1850, about 500 people worked here in the cotton industry. It was a cotton mill, mm-hmm. and it continued to be owned by the Evans family until 1903, when Walter Evans died, who was the last male of the Evans family. Mm-hmm. Then it was sold to the mill manager, a gentleman called John Peacock. And he bought it from the estate, the executors of the Walter Evans, mm-hmm. and ran it until 1943, just continuing the business the same as a cotton mill. Mm-hmm. In 1943, it was then sold on to Coates Viella, who were then trading as J.P. Coates of Paisley. And they continued to run it under the name of the Boarshead Cotton Mills, which was the trademark name.
Yeah.
Until 1969. Mm-hmm. Part of the mills at that time were tenanted, and our engineering business at the time was one of the tenants, along with one or two others.
Yeah.
We had the opportunity to buy part of the site in 1969, which mm-hmm. we did so for use for our own company, and letting surplus space to a few other firms. Mm-hmm. Two other firms did a similar arrangement. Mm-hmm. This continued until 2010, when we bought the rest of
the site. Remainder of the site, yeah.
And now we are busily renovating a lot of the space, which is somewhat run down.
Yeah.
And having high-tech businesses making offices out of former manufacturing space.
Excellent.
And now we've got 50 tenants, and we hope... eventually, when it's all full, allowed to have about 80.
Right. Thank you very much for that. That's quite an impromptu interview there. I've just basically just walked into the office and asked a bit of information, told the quick story about Audio Boo and about PeakRoots.com. And thank you very much for talking to me. I'm going to wander back across the river, I think, and enjoy the space that is Dowitt Mills.
You're
thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.